Obesity affects 1 in 5 children in the U.S. A panel of experts has updated its recommendations to doctors who screen children for the disease to include intensive counseling for kids with a high body mass index. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports on what the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force had to say today.
Wanda Nicholson acknowledges there are many complex factors driving childhood obesity, but she says the science also points to ways to address it.
Fortunately, we know that there are proven ways that primary care clinicians can help many children and teens to address the high BMI.
Nicholson chairs a task force of experts which previously recommended primary care providers simply screen children for obesity.
And our evidence shows that the behavioral counseling intervention of 26 or more hours can help them achieve a healthy weight and improve their quality of life.
Nicholson says the review of relevant research pointed to effective forms of counseling.
Education, for example, about healthy eating habits, counseling on weight-related behavioral change, such as goal setting around dietary intake and weight loss, as well as problem solving, supervised exercise sessions. So there's three key components that are usually involved in these intensive behavioral interventions.
The task force gave its recommendations a B grade, indicating a high degree of certainty of moderate benefits. That rating also means that by law, the task force's recommended services must be covered by most private insurance plans without a copay. However, Nicholson acknowledges the recommendations will pose challenges for many children and patients. Things like finding a nutritional counselor or even reliable transportation can limit access to such care. But Nicholson says the evidence shows that such investments would be worth it. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.